club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
So heading towards the 850 and beyond, Twilight Payment leads three-quarters Master of Reality. Hunting Horn 3D, Vow and Declare behind them from Prince of Arran. At the 400 metres, Vow and Declare back to the inside, 2 lengths Prince of Arran. Then came Hunting Horn, Il Paradiso late, Master of Reality with Vow and Declare on the inside. Then Prince of Arran, Raymond Tusk, Finch. It's Master of Reality, Vow and Declare up on the inside. Vow and Declare, Prince of Arran is lifting late with Il Paradiso. Master of Reality just in front. Vow and Declare kicks. Vow and Declare's won it for Australia. They're on top of the world. Beats Prince of Arran, Il Paradiso in a photo finish, and Master of Reality, a classic cup.
Absolutely outstanding call from Matt Hill there. The overseas Raiders leave empty-handed, MG, after Vow and Declare's win in the 2019 Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, it wasn't without its drama. We had our second-place winner being relegated to fourth, and now third place coming to second, Prince of Arran. So, look, my daughter, Rafferty, I'll put my cards on the table. She had, she picked this
she
horse.
She picked it?
Yeah, I turned each way for her on the on my account. So,
dinner's on Raf.
A very hard Raf to pick, but gee,
it always is.
And you know, it was a good story. Craig Williams now has the Grand Slam as far as a jockey goes.
All the big races.
All the big races. And Danny O'Brien, I think he started his training career back in 95 with one solitary horse. Called Mad Hatter. And since then, he has come a long way. Well done, the Aussies.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the cup and the fact that we gave you the winning tips yesterday.
If you were listening, intently yesterday, Emma Friedman gave us box trifecta.
She told you.
We
could have
lined
your pockets. We've got proof of that very, very shortly. But we've also got to talk some football tonight, MG. Does the Sharks' new signing give them the most exciting centre pairing in the NRL?
Yes.
Potentially. If the Dogs are out on Latrell Mitchell, where's he going to land? And we've got another edition of the Nobody Loses quiz. MG?
We certainly have it. Who am I?
You've prepared it.
I have.
You can win spots in a corporate box, or you can win a Ultimate Speedway sprint car ride.
So if you lost today on the big race, win here on the Rush Hour with MG and Liam.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network. Liam Flanagan here. Good to be back. Thank you to Anthony Maroon for
the stellar
job he did while I was away.
Trending now. The horses are on the track.
Field is set for the Lexus Melbourne Cup. Ready to go, stalls are back, and they're racing. Nerf Boss veered to the right and bumped into Magic Wand shortly after the start. Beginning well towards the inside, Finch and Master of Reality. Van der Klees is closer today in the early part. Pushing up out wider is Hunting Horn, and also young star in that group with Prince of Arran and Vow and Declare. So almost five or six across the track in the first 400 metres. Vow and Declare back to the inside, 2 lengths Prince of Arran. Then came Hunting Horn, Il Paradiso, late Master of Reality with Vow and Declare on the inside. Then Prince of Arran, Raymond Tusk, Finch. It's Master of Reality, Vow and Declare up on the inside. Vow and Declare, Prince of Arran is lifting late with Il Paradiso. Master of Reality just in front. Vow and Declare kicks. Vow and Declare's won it for Australia. They're on top of the world. Beats Prince of Arran, Il Paradiso in a photo finish, and Master of Reality, a classic cup.
Yeah. I wonder if any horse that's won the Melbourne Cup has led at both finish posts.
That is a good question.
Because Vow and Declare was leading, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, no. You don't want to be there if you're on that.
Well, you heard Matt Hill, and again, an outstanding call. He does such a good job of that now. Befitting of the magnitude of the race, Matt Hill, that call there. And you heard Vow and Declare kick right at the end. Becomes the first Aussie-trained horse since Shocking in 2009. So 10 years since an Aussie-trained horse has won the race, MG.
It's just a good story. All up. Back in 2011, Craig Williams, and I think this was his 15th or 16th chance, or go at trying to be the rider of the winner of the Melbourne Cup. Back in 2011, he got suspended, and he was supposed to be on Juniden, who I think he won on the Cox Plate that same year. And he was he didn't even watch the race. He sat in the movie theatre and found out via text message that won. So, well done to Craig Williams. He goes into rare air with eight other jockeys that have got the Grand Slam in Neville Selwood, Roy Higgins, Pat Hyland, Mick Dipman, Jim Cassidy, Damien Oliver, Chris Muntz, and Craig Williams. Mm. Now he joins an elite Hall of Famers.
It's outstanding. Now, you inevitably at this time of the day, people talking about the woes of the tips that they didn't get up and where their horse finished and all the rest of it.
Just before you go any further, yes. We've had a lot of happy people walking past our window.
We have had a lot of happy people here in the Triple M offices.
All with little signs of Emma Friedman go Emma.
Now, yesterday, you and Maroon had Emma on to preview the race and provide her tips. She is racing royalty. Here's what she told us to back.
Six horses, 4, 19, 12, 20, 11, and 23. Box them up either for a Quinella, a trifecta, or if you're really keen, a first four. Hopefully, we can make you some money.
And she did.
And she did.
Oh, yeah.
Emma Friedman. You know, and some people say, oh, you box six horses. There's 24 of them in the field. So there's, you know, it's not that easy done. But she got it done. She provided us the winning three within that one. Vow and Declare, Prince of Arran, Il Paradiso. Obviously, Prince of Arran being bumped up to second place and Master of Reality being bumped down.
What'd you back?
I didn't have a bet.
Didn't have a bet?
I didn't have a bet.
It's an Australian, mate.
I was sitting there watching it, and I realised I got halfway around. I thought, I haven't put a bet on. I got into the office late, and all the sweepstakes have been taken.
Yeah, it was one of the closest Melbourne Cups I've seen for quite a while. Coming down to, like, the ride of Vow and Declare was just something special, and Craig Williams, he found that little close to the fence and just stayed there, and everyone else was just jostling it out. Frank Dettori. Wow.
Mm.
He might have a little suspension. He might be stopping on the way home at Bali maybe for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And look,
fingers crossed as well, because Rostropovic, the horse that pulled up in last place, has been found to be lame. So there's concerns about the future for that horse, which is the dark side of the racing industry, MG. But look, Vow and Declare, the first Aussie horse, first Aussie trained horse in 10 years to win the Cup.
Well done.
Well done.
True Blue. Should be playing John Williams from Say True Blue.
Well, we don't have that. We've got some Aussie music, though.
Okay.
What about a little bit of NXS?
Thank you.
All right. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we've got to focus on rugby league. What's going on with the shoulders these days? We've got the NRL physios going to answer us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network, Liam Flanagan here. I'm back, MG. The race that stops a nation has been run and won by Vow and Declare. What a race it always is. But we need to talk a bit of NRL.
Yeah, there seems to be a spate of injuries, and the NRL seem to go through a somewhat of an injury pattern, if you will. You know, first, a couple of years ago, we had every second player hurting their pec.
Mm.
Then we had the ACL. Upon us, and then we had syndesmosis.
Yes.
Now it seems to be the shoulder complaint.
Yeah, well, Sam Burgess and Matt Gillett, both 31 years of age, have been forced to medically retire from playing. Now we have the news that Jake Trbojevic and Adam Fanua Blake from the Seagulls are both going to miss the early stages of next year with shoulder concerns, and Kieran Foran is going to have to undergo reconstructive surgery on his shoulder.
Wow.
So we bring in this man, Brian Seney, a.k.a. the NRL physio. G'day, Brian.
How are we going, guys? It's not good, is it?
No, mate. And why all of a sudden over this last little time have we seen the shoulder injury be more profound than ever?
I think overall shoulder injuries, these traumatic shoulder injuries, have been becoming more and more common. You know, players are getting bigger, faster, stronger. The collisions are more explosive. The shoulder's a joint that's built for mobility more than stability, you know, and these big guys are running into each other, and unfortunately their shoulders end up bearing the brunt of it.
I'm showing my age here, but when I started playing rugby league, I wore shoulder pads, and when I finished playing rugby league, I still had some sort of padding on my shoulders. I'm pretty sure that the modern day rugby league player has no protection whatsoever around probably the most important part of their body.
Yeah, look, like as much as I'd like to come in and say pads are the magic cure, MG, look, pads do help with impact, obviously, to try and soften, you know, from contusions and contact and stuff like that. But the plays that really cause these kind of damage to the actual joint itself is when the arm is sort of raised up away from the body, you know, big reaching tackle, landing on the ground with the arm up above their head. So like, you have a look at Jonathan Thurston, he did wear, if you ever saw him, you know, sometimes he'd take his jersey off and readjust that big sort of shoulder brace that he had on, and the whole purpose of that brace was actually to restrict his range of movement, so he couldn't get his shoulder sort of up above his head too far. And that's what it's for, is to try and restrict that range of movement, which is the more important thing. thing to try and, yeah, stop it from getting into those vulnerable positions.
Brian, we're speaking to Brian Seney, a.k.a. the NRL Physio. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter if you are a rugby league fan. We know Sam Burgess, Brian and Matt Gillett have both been forced to medically retire, 31 years of age. They've had both had fantastic careers, but probably had a couple more years left in them had their bodies held up. Kieran Foran is 29. He's set to undergo reconstructive surgery at some point this week. What does the rest of Kieran Foran's career look like after this surgery?
Yeah, well, look, I was just, before I hopped on the phone with you guys, I was reading the latest reports, and they're actually, they've found some cartilage and ligament damage there, but they're actually looking into, they're going to have to go in the surgery and figure out whether he's also got some rotator cuff damage as well. You know, once you start combining, they're kind of the three big structures. You've got your cartilage, your ligaments, and your muscles and your tendons around there. Once you start talking about damage to all those structures, it's a fairly extensive rehab process. You know, you start off, best case scenario, it might be 3 months, but once you, you know, damaging all of those structures all at once and you've got to repair them surgically, you start and talk about 6-9 months out of the game, which is going to be quite significant. At 29 years of age, plus we know Kieran's injury history is quite extensive. So, look, it's certainly not unprecedented, but it's certainly going to be, yeah, a very, very big challenge for him.
We know that NRL is your primary winter sport of choice. What's your summer, yeah, what's a summer sport that gets you going, brother?
Oh, definitely cricket. Fortunately, not as many injuries, so I'm not as busy on the injury analysis during the summer, which my wife is very, very happy about.
He's hoping all the Aussie team stays sound and fit and healthy, and they don't need any input from you, Brian Seney, a.k.a. the NRL Physio. We appreciate you as always, Brian.
No worries, guys. Love coming on.
All right, Brian Seney there, the NRL Physio.
What a nice man.
Absolutely knows his stuff too. Okay, 133.53. If you love your Speedway...
If you want to get your motor running.
Get your motor running. This is the Nobody Loses Quiz. 133.53. You've got to defeat our carryover champ from yesterday for your chance for a hot lap in a Speedway car.
The biggest and best sports show in Sydney. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here, and we are across the Triple M network. MG, the ultimate Speedway challenge. November 16th, it's at Valvoline Raceway, Parramatta. Sprint cars, speed cars, late model sedans, and a huge fireworks display.
Oh, I've been one of these, you know. I've had the hot lap.
Mm.
Been around there 5-6 times, and it was fun when you open your eyes up.
No, how did you fit in one of those?
Just.
Yeah.
Just.
I could imagine. Well, that's what we've got up for grabs this week. Whoever is the last contestant standing on Friday will win the major prize, which is a sprint car ride, 5 laps in a 900-horsepower sprint car.
That's fair, yeah.
Which is about 850 horsepower, too much for me, with Speedway legend Robbie Farr on the 15th of December at
You might be saying his last name a fair bit while you're in the back.
I love it, but it is our no-lose quiz, because whoever loses today will still get 2 spots in the corporate box at the Ultimate Speedway Challenge. November 16th, Tim in Engadine, our carryover champ from yesterday. G'day, Tim.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Very well done, Timmy. Judge, again, you're in the Melbourne Cup today, my friend.
Believe it or not, my son's birthday is on the 23rd, so I put my money on number 23 and it came home.
Well,
so
there you go.
How much of that is your young fella going to see?
None.
Well, he doesn't know that I put the bet on yet, so we'll see what happens.
Keep it that way. You're up against a lovely Katie tonight from Kings Park. Good evening, Katie.
Hi, MG. How are you?
I'm really well. Good luck in the quiz. It's a Who Am I?
Thank you.
Liam will let you know exactly how it runs.
Your names are your buzzers. MG's going to start reading the clues. If you buzz in and you get it incorrect, the other person gets to hear the remainder of the clues. So you got to go with some confidence. All right, MG, take it away.
Okay, Who Am I? I was born on the 16th of June, 1997. I made my NRL debut in 2016. I have played 97... club games, 4 for New South Wales and 3 for Australia. I play centre, fullback, or 5/8.
Katie.
Tim.
Katie's gone in first.
Katie.
There.
I'm going to go Latrell Mitchell.
Unbelievable! She's upset the carryover champ, Katie. Congratulations. It is Latrell Mitchell. MG, rest of the clues.
I'm off contract in 2020 and being chased by several clubs. I was dropped after Origin 1 this year. My club team have won back-to-back competitions. My first name is Latrell.
Latrell, congratulations, Katie. Katie, you are our carryover champion. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Tim, thank you for playing, but you don't go away empty-handed. Nobody loses here on the Rush Hour. You got two spots in the corporate box of the Ultimate Speedway Challenge November 16th.
Very good. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Timmy.
Good thanks, on you, mate. Timmy. Well done, Katie. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network. Up next, we are talking about that man, Latrell Mitchell. Reports that the Bulldogs have gone cold on him, MG.
Mm.
So where does that mean for his future?
Like freezing or lukewarm?
Oh, we'll talk about it next.
Okay.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network. Liam Flanagan here. The race that stopped the nation won today by vow and declare. But a bit of rugby league news, MG, to get across.
And now, on the Triple M Rush Hour, it's time to play...
This is madness.
Player Movement Madness.
The November 1 deadline has come and gone, MG, so the contracts are popping up left, right and centre. Let's start with the Sharkies. Jesse Ramien returns to the Sutherland Shire on a four-year deal.
Yeah, well done to the Sharkies. That's a big player to get. And arguably next year, the Sharkies can have the most dynamic centre pairing with him and Bronson Cherry on either side of the ruck. That is an attacking weapon on each side. Jesse Ramien was never happy at Newcastle Knights. I'm glad that he's been... welcome back with open arms to the Sharkies, and I think we'll see his best footy next year, maybe even pushing for an origin berth.
Dallin Watini-Zelezniak, one of your old boys, MG, he's agreed to terms with the Bulldogs to stick around until the end of 2022 at least.
Yeah, good sign.
Joined midway through this season and impressed at fullback.
Made every post a winner. From his first day at in the kennel at Bulldog Land, he just sent a good example for the other young blokes around. He's only 24, Dallin. He's captained his country. And the fact that he's signed till the end of 2022 puts a lot of faith in him and the Bulldogs as well. Their backline is starting to take shape.
Do you just, I mean, on this class of fullbacks we have at the moment, Tedesco, Ponga, Pappenhausen even coming through now, it's the depth at that position now is fantastic. Do you think DWZ's a bit underrated?
No, I don't, because the Bulldogs rate him.
Mm.
And that's, you know, and I know New Zealand rate him, and I think that's enough. That's all you need to be rated by your own club. And to get an extension when you've only just started the start of your contract, that's being highly rated.
All right, well, let's stay at Belmore. Latrell Mitchell, our winemaker, told us that Latrell was being hunted by the Parramatta Eels. Mm. James Hooper has said that the Bulldogs have been heavy into Latrell, and reportedly he's had some in-the-dark meetings, off-the-book meetings with the Bulldogs officials. The Mole for Wide World of Sports has reported today, MG, that the Bulldogs are out of the chase for Latrell Mitchell.
Out? Mm. Altogether?
Mm.
Yeah, well, look, that's surprising. I think that, you know, Latrell Mitchell would be an enticing prospect for any team, because we can't just judge him on his test match performance last weekend. He wasn't the only player who had an off night.
It's reportedly the money. It's the money, because he's on a deal, again, this is coming from the Mole for Wide World of Sports. $800,000 a year is what he's worth next year at the Roosters, off contract at the end of next year. The reports were the Bulldogs were looking at $1 million a year deal. The Roosters are apparently prepared to just ride their luck on the contract he's worth.
Well, so put it this way: at the moment, he's worth $800,000 on his current form. On his best form, when he plays, he's worth 1.2.
Mm.
He's got to find that happy medium and get around that $1 million mark a year as a consistency player. He has got to get himself more involved in games to be that 1.1 or $1 million player. Imagine if Jared Krager from the Raiders had his ability.
Mm.
He's always in the game.
Yeah,
Latrell just seems to have that uncanny knack of not trying to find his way into a game.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, because he's such a good player, that stands out. It looks increasingly less likely that he's going to stay at the Roosters.
Mm. I love Latrell. Hope he finds a good club and he gets the deal he's worth.
He will.
Lastly, while we are with the Bulldogs, MG, Kieran Foran, this shoulder surgery, we don't know how it's going to work out. The NRL physio broke it down. A possible worst-case scenario could see him out of the game for 6 months. Their future, if they get some relief from the NRL with the salary cap, would allow them about $350,000 reportedly to spend. Where should they be investing that money if they are given that from the NRL?
Jackson Hastings go great under Dean Pay. I think Dean Pay is old school. He's something that I think he's really starting to get a really good culture there. And I think Jackson Hastings could be that player who could go well under him. Also, Lachlan Lamb, who young Flanagan has just been signed to play with the Roosters. So that kind of puts Lachlan Lamb down in the pecking order. So for this $350K that's going to be thereabouts for a halfback, I think one of them two players would fit the bill perfectly.
All right, a lot of Bulldogs focus there. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, the Matildas are set for a bumper pay rise and one they truly deserve. We've got the details for you up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, across the Triple M network as well. Liam Flanagan, it's been great to be back, MG. Tomorrow on the show, absolute superstar, Elise Perry.
What a sensational little bit of form she is in at the moment. Her cricketing average at the moment is around 94 for her last 20 innings or something.
She's amazing.
A freakish.
And she's got a book out as well. So she's talented off the field as well. She's going to join us tomorrow on the show to talk about that. Speaking of women's sport, MG, we need to give a special mention to the FFA, the Australian Soccer Federation. Today, the reports have come out that the FFA are set to announce a deal which will see the Matildas receive equal pay as the Socceroos.
Oh, how good's that?
Which is outstanding.
That's fantastic.
It would mean the Matildas are the first women's national sporting team to receive the same level of pay as their male counterparts. It is outstanding to see the FFA getting ahead, being progressive, and doing the right thing by the outstanding women's football team that we have in this country right now.
Is anyone would say that's bravo?
Bravo, exactly. All right, MG, we are done. It's been a delight to be back.
Not quite. While you're away, what did you have Monday off for?
Recovery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because the race was on Sunday.
The Noosa Triathlon.
Yes, that's where you were.
Yes.
But on Saturday, they have a Legends race up at Noosa.
They do.
And I had a little friend up there because my brother Matthew was up there doing some holidaying.
Right, yes.
And the likes of Susie O'Neill and Kai Hurst and Jamie Wincup and Ben Hennett and Robbie McEwen and Skippy Hugel. Stewie McGill.
Stewie wasn't there.
No, we're in this race.
Yes.
Somehow, you squeezed your little blonde hair into this race. How? Tell me.
Well, look, it's a good question, MG.
Because I know the answer.
Yeah.
So, once you want to hear your side.
You tell me how you think I got into the race.
Well, you were so desperate to race with these guys, because everyone kept saying, I know that face from somewhere. And our recent downloads on videos have gone viral.
Yes.
Especially your Origin ones where you and Tony Soprano go into camp with Origin. And and actually, the race marshal, Les Burridge, was seen with you and your phone showing him the videos, saying, look, this is me here with around Origin. I am famous. Mate, come on.
Look, MG, I saw a VIP tent. I thought I probably need to be in there. And to be honest, I felt quite comfortable around the likes of Susie O'Neill and Ben Hannett. You know, there were Olympic medals and world championships all over the place, and I felt comfortable being in there.
And what did you do? Where did
it's not how it happened at all. I got a late call up from Andy Reid of Bondi Rescue fame saying, someone's pulled out.
Yep.
Can you come and have a bit of a run around in the Legends race?
Oh, okay.
I said, mate, are you serious? He said, please, we need you. I was accompanied by Ken Wallace, Olympic Games gold medalist.
Wow.
Who's a fish in the water.
Yes.
And then Ben Kirsten, who's a Commonwealth Games track cyclist gold medalist.
Fantastic.
And then I had to run for them. It's fair to say I let them down.
Yeah, because you had a bad calf.
I had a bad calf and I made it worse by trying to keep up with some of the other runners, which basically meant that I limped around the course on Sunday in the race proper.
You were that desperate to get amongst us as superstars that you can do it in one leg.
When the bright lights shine on you, MG, things can go to your head. I mean, take your State of Origin appearance.
Tomorrow,
you know what it's like.
Tomorrow, Rush Hour fans will have Les Burridge, the race marshal, on for his side of events. And trust me, nothing like the sub.
You are an idiot.
He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay bloody random.